You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. Happy Wednesday. I'm so excited to be here today. The weather's been so beautiful. You guys, did any manifestation during that full moon? Please let me know. We've had such a beautiful shift of energy just over this last few days since that full moon. So today, when I was contemplating of what I wanted to communicate about, I wanted to go into detail for the people who've been listening to me for the last few weeks, who are going to be listening to these, you know, on YouTube and things like that for weeks to come, how I see the other side. Because sometimes I talk about things to my clients that they're unaware of or unsure of. So first of all, you have to know that I was born into a religion that just terrified me. It terrified me. Their version of the other side, just, it scared me so, badly that, and what they were teaching us at church every Sunday and what I was seeing for myself were two different things. So I really had to learn very early what I believed. And what I knew to be true to me. Now, please know that if anything I say does not fit you, just dismiss it. Everybody has their own version. That's okay. Take what resonates with your soul. But I'm going to explain to you how I see it. Okay. So the process is what I'm talking about. But when we choose to come down here, now, as I have learned it over my time, the rule is that we have to come one time to Earth. And if you decide to come more, you're crazy. But truly, most of us do decide to come more because it's like a college. It's like a learning opportunity. It is like, it is where souls come to advance. And don't get me wrong, like, why do we keep doing this, right? There's so many crazy things going on down here, but it can be very beautiful, and it can be very beautiful and rewarding as well. So when we decide to come down here, we will also decide kind of what family you're going into. You will place yourself in that family. And some of us that have had the harder lives, we wonder why we've done that to ourselves, but truly it's for opportunities of growth and healing. But you will always end up getting a team of guides, right? And back in the day, they used to have 1 to 3 guides. Now we're being born with 3 to 5 guides because it's so intense over here. It is so heavy over here. You also will pick out your own team of angels. You'll have a totem, like an animal protector as well. And most of us have at least one ascended master that we work with on a regular basis. Now, during our chart of life that you're going to be charting, you will learn your good character, or excuse me, you will chart your good characteristics about you in this lifetime. You'll chart your flaws, your negative characteristics about you. You will also chart in the different challenges that you're going to go through, but that you'll also chart in how you feel like you're going to overcome them or how you plan to overcome those challenges. You also put in 5 different exit points, 5 different ways to overcome this life or get out of this life and go back to the other side. So if you look back at your life, you might have had some really close calls or near-death experiences, but generally we put in about 5 of those exit points. Now, when we cross over, like let's say like we're, you know, we die, we leave this human body behind, going back over can be so rewarding and so beautiful. But there are so many challenges as well. If you have had a lot of negativity in this life, if you had a lot of heavy trauma in this life, now a lot of places will teach you, from what I've understood, you know, you'll just go to the white light and you'll just like cross back over. But really, that's not truly how it is. A lot of us that have been having a hard time, very heavy, sometimes accidents, you know, things like that, they'll go into what I call the healing center, where we're almost like peeling off layers of the heaviness of being a human or the trauma of what we've been through. And sometimes in some people's experience that they just weren't a very good human and they have to kind of peel back the layers and heal from that kind of stuff. Now, a lot of them do kind of get stuck in the healing center if they feel like they haven't been a very good person or they need to make amends. But once they're finally done in the healing center, they can reorientate. Now, if you do not have to go to the healing center, you're going to end up at the same place, which is the scanning machine. Part of me is like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Now, if you've ever heard somebody like have a near-death experience and they say their whole life flashed before their eyes, they ended up at the scanning machine. Now, the scanning machine, as they show it to me, is completely, everywhere I look, it's completely surrounded in like a movie of your life, a movie of your life. Now, this is where people get their judgment day wrong, because you are getting judged, but you're getting judged by yourself. You're getting judged by yourself. Did you do what you were supposed to do? Did you learn what you were supposed to learn? Do you feel like you need to go back and relearn that again? So the most interesting thing is that when people talk about what, you know, the scanning machine, they actually talk about their number one regret is not helping other people out when they should have, not being there for their loved ones when they should have, not taking the time to help that person right there in the parking lot that needed help, that, you know, I knew this person was struggling over here, but I didn't reach out. That's their biggest regrets. It doesn't tend to be like, oh, I should have taken that job and got higher money, or, you know, it really has nothing to do with materialistic stuff either. It literally is, oh, these simple little things of showing others love. And once you go through the scanning machine and decide, I guess some people don't even decide right there, but, you know, could you have done better? What could you have done better? Do you need to go back and learn again? But after that point, they usually do just, they're back on the other side, reorientated. Now, everybody does have a job over there as well. So interesting. The life on the other side is so interesting. I'm going to pause right there. And I do have Sharon from Toronto, Ontario, in Canada.
Hi, Sharon. I don't know, but.
Sharon, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing? Sharon, are you there? Okay, you got it. Okay, while we're getting Sharon back on the phone, I think we had a disconnected call right there. I'm just going to talk a little bit more about life on the other side. I do love life on the other side. It's so crazy, so different than here. Please remember this. If you're ever trying to manifest anything, what I love about the other side too is that not only do they have the most beautiful structures and buildings, very like Romanesque, lots of flowers and nature everywhere, but you really do not have to like eat if you don't want to, but I'm definitely gonna eat all the foods because I love the foods. If you want anything, really wanted anything. Oh, you're there.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, what can I do for you tonight? How can I help you?
I was just wondering if there was anything at all that you possibly see, that, you know, anything that I don't know, anything good would be really great.
Anything good. Okay. Let me tell you. Okay, Sharon, tell me what your birthday is, please, so that I can better tune into your energy.
Sure. It's November 30th. Do you want my year of birth?
Yes, please.
1968.
Okay. Oh, you think a lot, don't you?
Oh my goodness.
I know.
I'm so when an overthinker.
Yeah, I can see. one of the ways that I tune into people's energy, especially long distance, is through their birth date. I just can quickly do a numerology chart. And in numerology, you actually have what we call the arrow of the intellect. It's where every single number is used in the intellect line, 3, 6, and 9. And I find that people that have that, not only do you think a lot, but if you're on the positive side of it, you can invent things, you can create things. You're a go-getter. You can make things happen very quickly if you choose to. The challenge is going to be, how can you utilize your thoughts to, you know, how can they benefit you rather than go against you? So do you tend to be pretty creative? What do you do with your hands?
I'm sorry?
I said, how do you stay busy using your hands? What do you do?
Oh, I clean buildings. I'm a mopper. I'm the superintendent of an apartment building, so I clean the building, and I'm always using my hands.
And what about using your creativity and the power of your mind? Are you creative in any way?
Sometimes I can be creative, yes. Sometimes I can be creative.
Okay. So one of the things that I'll talk to you about really quickly, and then I can answer any questions you have, is you have such a beautiful mind. I know that can be torturous, but your mind really, really wants to release some of the heavy things that you have held on to over the years. I think some of it just gets stuck in there and you just kind of torture yourself, but then you try to hide it or push it down so you don't have to think about it anymore. But if you were to find something that you could do with your hands as far as creativity goes, whether that was like painting or building or something crafty, something similar to that, something creative, and you do it with the intention that you're releasing that negative stuff, the trauma, the hidden stuff, you would start to feel a lot lighter. But the one thing that's really beautiful about your energy is, no matter the heaviness that you have experienced in this life, you somehow have been able to maintain at least some level of happiness and provide other people with compassion and blessings. So how is it that you have found to get over your traumas over the years? Because your energy is really beautiful.
You know, so my son, my oldest son, you know, he walked away from me 4 years ago. And I think that's been very, very difficult on me. And I see a therapist for that. And I think that this is the big thing for me, because she's also peeling back the layers of an onion. And that's bringing out things from when I was a child that were somewhat hurtful.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I think lately I've been very emotional about my son. So.
Yeah. I'm going to teach you a technique, okay, that I use with my clients in hypnosis that I find very, very, very helpful. In fact, when I do this with my clients under hypnosis, I find that it works for about, I would say, closer to 95 to 98% of the time. And so I'm going to teach you that technique. Okay. Do you have a pen and a paper?
Hold on 1 second and I'll grab one for sure. This would be so helpful. Okay. I can see.
And while you're grabbing that, so what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to walk you through it so you can experience it.
Okay.
And then as soon as we're done, you can journal it so it doesn't escape your mind. You have a very creative mind, so I don't know if that'll be a problem for you. Also, remember, if for whatever reason you forget the technique, you can always go back onto YouTube into Moonstruck TV and rewatch this, because it's aired on there, okay? And it's saved on there.
On YouTube?
Yes, it's called Moonstruck TV. And then you can find all of our stuff there. So any technique that I'm teaching or ever in the future that you want to find us, you can go rewatch all those episodes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is your son's name?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. Sharon, I want you to imagine and only imagine to the best of your ability that number one, you are completely surrounded with a bubble of light. Or you can have, you know, your protectors or spirit guides, angels, passed on loved ones, whoever it is, but you just have a complete circle of protection going all the way around you. And I like to shield it. And by shield it, I mean, we're just completely protected from any outside influences or sources for right now. Okay. And now I want you to imagine that Brandon is standing in front of you, the best of your ability. And now imagine that there is this beautiful cord of energy going from your heart to his heart. He's got a lot of heaviness, though. I can feel him. He's got a lot of heaviness. He's got some work to do for sure, but we'll worry about that soon. But right now, after that cord of energy has been reconnected to his heart, this is where we go ahead and communicate to him. This is where I want you to tell him whatever it is that is in your mind, that is in your heart. You know, we can ask for his spirit guides and higher selves to be present as well, so they can help out. So now we're just going to tell him, you know, Brandon, I love you so much. I kind of understand what happened, but I really don't at the same time. And I don't understand how you can just walk away and leave after all this time. And I feel like no matter what's happened, we can always work it out. Two people can always work things out. I would love the opportunity to help heal anything that is going on with you. And I know how much you torture yourself and you get disappointed with things. And for whatever reason that this has happened, I'm just asking for you to start thinking about coming around. Let me help us heal this together. I'm just asking for your love and your forgiveness to the best of my ability. I also forgive you for any of the hurt and the pain. But just know that I'm sorry for anything that I've done. I'm asking for forgiveness. I want to be back in your life. I want to see your smile and hear your laugh and hear the stories. And I want to heal right along with you. Just know that I'm willing to do my part if you are. And I love you so much. And then whenever you're done with whatever you're going to say, then that their spirit guide, you know, his spirit guide, his higher selves is going to take that message back to the body. And now we've just communicated with this higher self. And I find that typically, especially under hypnosis, they start reaching out in about 2 weeks. Things have usually started to shift. Now, some of these people are very stubborn. So I would consider doing that about once a day, you know, twice a day. If you're going to have that overthinking mind of yours, there's no better way than to start communicating with somebody's higher selves and spirit guides. But your son does have a lot of heaviness. You know, he's got some things that he needs to work out too. And it looks like he's kind of played the blame game a little bit and kind of got into victim mode a little bit as well.
Yeah. 28 years, we were fine. We were very, very close. And then he did this. He got it together with his fiance and he just walked away and he didn't give me a reason. He just walked away. Sorry.
No, you're okay. I know what that feels like. I promise I do. I also have a child that I haven't spoken to much in 6 years. So I 100% get it. But please know that
he got married. He had a child. All of this I wasn't able to be a part of. I have two other children, but 4 years I missed his wedding. I couldn't go to his wedding. I couldn't meet my grandchild. It's hard.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that I want you to communicate about is, you know, also just explaining to him that I have missed out on so much and I realize that, but I no longer want to miss out on anything else in your life. So just keep planting the seeds, tell him whatever it is, make this, make him almost like your human journal, if you will, and just start communicating with him and then just kind of sit back and watch what happens. And then if you need to find me so I can help you, most people find me on Facebook under Jenna Lee Nguyen.
I'm sorry, Jen, I'm sorry.
Jenali. It's J-E-N-A-L-I.
A-L-I, Jenali. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got to let you go because I have another caller on my show, but please do that technique and things should shift around pretty quickly. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sharon. Have a good night. Okay, I think that one disconnected. All right, I've got Judy next from St. Louis. St. Louis?
Hi.
How do we say that, guys? Hi, how are you?
Yeah, St. Louis. Finding you.
I'm doing well, thank you. What can I help you with tonight?
You know what? I think I just want to know what you think. First, I'm thinking about writing a book. So I want to see, do you see anything in my future about me writing this book? And is there just anything you just feel like I need to know in life?
Okay, you got it. What is your birthday, Judy?
January 29th.
And what year?
Oh, 64.
Okay. Just tuning into your energy just a little bit more. Okay, so when you said, I want to write a book, I'm like, yes, please do that. Please do that. 100% please do that. Your challenge is that you always talk yourself out of the good things. And I feel like you've thought about this for a very long time. And you keep finding reasons to talk yourself out of it. Please do it. And then you might have to also maybe set a schedule for yourself and work on it a certain time every single day or whatever it is, a day a week or whatever that is, so you don't get sidetracked. But if you could stay on task, you could do this. And I think it's going to go better for you than you thought possible. You're going to definitely have some challenges going through the process, but I think, I think you could almost have it all completed within a year. Even less if you really put your mind to it.
Okay.
So the number one challenge is you just getting in your own mind. The second challenge, have you looked into your publishers yet?
I have. I got all that taken care of. It's just writing it.
Yes. Okay. Please do that for yourself. It'd be such a huge accomplishment. And I really feel like as you're writing it, you're going to allow some energy to pour out and you're just going to get into this beautiful creative flow. And I see you super feeling more accomplished, more proud of yourself, if you will. And I think it'll be a really good thing for you. So yes, definitely do that for yourself.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. One of the things I'm going to ask you to do, it's more spiritual based though, is it looks like you get out of your body a lot while you're sleeping. And I feel like your body's coming back. Your body's still pretty drained and tired and your dreams are crazy if you can even remember it. Please remember that when you're going to bed at night, it's going to be very important for you to protect your body. Do you do any type of prayers or anything right before bedtime?
I usually go to sleep to meditation.
Okay, good. So what I would also recommend is just saying your prayers. And I'm just going to ask, this is what I do. I just ask for one of my protectors or my spirit guides or my loved ones to come in and watch my body as I am sleeping. And if my spirit gets out and goes to do work on the other side, I ask for that continuous, beautiful healing energy to still fulfill my body. So I wake up feeling rested, rejuvenated, and ready to go. And if there's anything that I need to remember so that I can continue on with this human journey, please let that be infused with me. I say something like that. So we're getting protected. We're asking for our body to still have that beautiful, limitless energy. And then just remembering anything we might need to for our journey down here. But your body, have you been tired for a very long time? Like when you wake up in the mornings, you're still exhausted?
No, actually, I'm pretty refreshed in the morning. I don't set an alarm, so I let my body wake myself up.
Okay, I love that. Just pay attention, because as you're writing, as you're going to start writing your book pretty soon, it looks like that might start happening to you. And please just remember that it's good for everybody, but yeah, just remember that. What other questions do you have?
I think that's it, unless you see something in my future that you want me to know about.
The future stuff is a little bit more hard. I'm really good at healing the body right now.
Oh.
Anything in your immediate stuff, if you have a question, I'm a little bit better with that.
Oh, so you're more help.
Yeah, I do a lot everything, but I just don't travel into the future very often. The future is always changing. You could go out and make a decision tonight that's going to affect everything that I've just told you. So I kind of stay more in the immediate, present and the immediate future, not too far out. So it's like, if you do have a question, then I can tune into that. I can tune into the body. I can tune into more of the past stuff, but future is always changing. So that one's a little challenging.
I think I need to know how to get more my spiritual guides, like how to get more, talking to my spiritual guides. I know meditation, but I want to hear more what they want me to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, 100%. Okay. So that I can do. Well, that I can do. Right now, you have three or four of them around you. We all have a whole team of them. You have your records keeper who's there, which tells me that something big is going to change for you. And that's probably your book. You have a spirit guide. This one's going to present herself as female. She's got shoulder length, blondish hair. She's got bangs. Right there, she's trying to help you with more of your happiness. So it's almost like you're trying to experience freedom of your soul. It's like things have been heavy for, in the past, things have been heavy for so long. Now's your time to shine. Now's your time to feel that freedom. You've done so much work over your lifetime. Now it's your time. And I don't mean work like human work. I mean like work on your spirit, work on your soul, work on things like that, work of the mind, work of the heart. And so now it's your time for freedom. And she really is trying to help you out with that. You do have a protector.
Do you know her name?
I do not receive names, but I'm going to tell you how to communicate with her. And I always call them something. Like I would call this one Diana, right? I always call them something. But I don't ask for their names. I just call them something. So whatever you want to call her, just communicate with her. They do not care what they are called. They just love it when you talk. Now, I was taught to talk with my voice, even if it's a whisper, because there are so many different types of electronics out there, TV and all that stuff. They can't tell the difference. Speak with your mouth the best that you can. Ask them for things. And I would love to continue with this because this is my favorite topic of all time, but I do have to get off. I have 15 seconds left to get off the air. So you can find me at Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee on Facebook if you want to communicate some more, okay?
Much. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, that's it for this week. I will see you next week. Have a great day. Have a great week, too.